Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This not been awesome?
Yes.
I'm telling you, man.
What part is this?
This is our final part. We're talking about, you know, this encounter that, you know, God gave me with this vision of being at his throne room, outside the door of his throne room, which was just amazing. We've been spending all these programs trying to talk about it.
Revelation 4, we've talked about Isaiah.
Yeah.
Six wings, eyes everywhere, the glory of God. It's amazing. And also what happens when you're in the glory before God.
Yes.
And how do you feel?
Yeah, we're talking about that today. Today's programs, we're going back to the VFM Dream Center. And this is where I'm trying to explain an encounter I have with the Lord that he gave me in regards to being able to, like Revelation chapter 4, he says, I saw an open door in heaven and it called me up. And I'm like standing at this open door looking into his throne room. And just that alone, you know, talks about this. It just showed me the significance, the importance of Jesus Christ, preaching Jesus, him crucified, him resurrected, the blood, the cross, everything. Because you don't want to be there without Jesus, believe me. But God wants you to be there with Jesus. As a matter of fact, we're going to join us now at the VFN Dream Center, where I'm beginning and continuing to share, and you know, what kind of mindset, what kind of heart set should we have? What kind of thoughts should we have towards sin? It's become so acceptable now.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, help us to find it and repent, God. And let's just join with it right now. Let's go. Pastors were getting saved. Atheists are over churches, over mega churches, some mega churches, saying, I couldn't find another occupation. Ministry is not an occupation. If you understand a holy God, that's not an occupation. It's the fear of God, what you're doing. And you're speaking on behalf of him. And literally, the Lord is, I mean, you have to understand, it's a spiritual battle going on. The Lord has shown me, you know, situations where you have the congregation and you have a man or woman speaking. And if they're launching out, if they're saying things that are not of God, but it may seem religious, understand it's literally the words are spirit. And they're loosing stuff over the congregation. They're loosing things over them. And if they say amen, in other words, I'm in agreement with that, it comes right back. And the Lord showed me this person was saying this, and I saw all these dark things go out into them. And it stayed there, but once they said amen, it came back. And it was like ebb and flow. Why are people in darkness? Because they don't understand a holy God who has eyes everywhere, who has a heart that's deep in love with you, who wants to spend eternity with you. I mean, think about it. Wants to spend eternity with you. That's awesome. But it's like awesome. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the door was just cracked like 25%. The doors are opening. Two doors, double doors are opening up. But are we ready? Are you ready for God? Who is this King of Glory, right? Are you ready for him? This is who he is. He's not a good villain. He's not heat. He's fire. He's a consuming fire. Does that make sense? He's awesome. He's so in love with you that there was no way to be in relationship with you outside of one remedy, and that was his son. His son who he loved for in eternity. His son left the splendors of heaven, came to earth to live as we live so that he can empathize with our issue that separate us from God, but not sin like we've sinned. Jesus was born of Mary, walked on the earth, lived a sinless life, did everything the Father told him to do because he understood the holiness of the Father because it's his Father. And he totally understood that, and he obeyed him. And he went to the cross, but he didn't go to the cross because God was wrong. He didn't go to the cross because Jesus is wrong. He went to the cross because you were wrong, because I'm wrong. Isaiah was wrong. He went to the cross because of sin, our sin. God sacrificed his own son so that he could be in relationship. Sin is so evil, it took his son to die for your sin. And think about that. If you're not exercising that right, what right do you have to say anything at the judgment seat of Christ? He gave his son for you. The blows he took with the whip, the beating he took, all the crowns of thorns, everything that happened, and then being nailed to a cross, that wasn't because he did something wrong. It's because you did something wrong. But understand, he put that punishment, your punishment, my punishment, on Jesus. In other words, he dealt with the blows that should have come your way and let the blows come on his son because he loves you. He wants a relationship with you. It's not about religion. The reason why you're struggling with church, family, life, because you're thinking it's about religion. It's about relationship. We're going to be together forever. It's eternity. Sin. Anything that separates you and puts you in a place before the righteousness of God with no way out. Why would you want that in your life? But we're in such a lukewarm of all the things to be said about America. Well, God's going to have mercy on America. The church is doing wonderful in China. The church is doing wonderful in Korea. The church is doing wonderful in Iran. But he's going to have mercy on America. They pray for us, the church in China, because we're so blessed. People end up leaving God when they got things and stuff. They worry about things. Oh, my things. Oh, my stuff. My things and stuff. Stuff and things. Things and stuff. Oh, my stuff and things. That's their prayer life. Oh, Lord, give me some more things and stuff. The rich young ruler walked away from God because of stuff and things. He had many things. And America's got many things. I was riding down the interstate the other day thinking, God, I'm in this vehicle, and it's carrying me miles down the road to do something I thought was pretty awesome. And people take it for granted. The reason why it's 350 horsepower, because our ancestors had to pull 350 horses in front of them, in front of their carriage, to be able to go that fast with that kind of power. 350 horses that you fed and that you had to put up on the reins and you had to pull you down. But yet you're able to go down the road, and it's in this little thing. And God's allowing us to live in this season. And what are we doing? Complaining about it? Complaining that we got to put gas in it? God's like, put gas in it and go tell somebody about me. Isaiah said, once his sin was dealt with, he says, they're saying, well, who can I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah's like, that close to seeing his sin, seeing the holiness of God, God dealing with his sin, and he was willing to raise his hand. He was willing to raise his hand. A religious person says, well, you don't know enough to tell people about Jesus. Like, you know, that is the peak right there, brother. Once you know that he sends sin and he is holy and you know repentance is required, you're a lot further than a lot of religious people are at the point. We lived in a blessed age. This is a wonderful opportunity to obey the Lord and not waste this moment, not waste this opportunity, not waste this moment in time when we could stand before him, not just barely making it in, but coming in with thousands and thousands of souls in the kingdom of God. Because we went and told them, first we told them, yes, I have sinned and I've fallen short and I had to get my sins forgiven too. And outside of God, I'd fall. I can't even tie my shoes without him. But listen, he loves you too and he wants a relationship with you. But you're going to have to repent. You can't just keep coming in with this stuff. You're going to have to deal with the stuff in your life. Listen, marriage is going to be better when actually repentance is done in the marriage. The individual husband and the individual wife, you got to deal with your sin. Don't just talk about the spouse's sin. Deal with repent for your sin. Well, he'll take advantage of me. Welcome to, you know, Jesus said they hit you on one cheek, turn the other. She'll take advantage of me. That can happen. Just turn your cheek and let her hurt your other one. I only got two cheeks. What do I do? You got actually two other cheeks.
Well, I'm sitting here talking about, you know, at the VFN Dream Center about trying to explain the importance and the relevance of holiness of God, and that in his presence is when we understand that we aren't holy outside of our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Without holiness, no man sees God. But in Jesus Christ, when we commit our life to him, we accept him as the Lord of our life, and he becomes the Lord of our life, then and we have the holiness of Jesus in our life. That's what's so important about it. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm trying to talk about and explain as I'm standing at the throne of God talking and trying to explain that. When we get back from this break, I'm going to talk about the glory of God, and we're going to bring this thing home. I know we've been talking about this, kind of sharing over the last couple of programs, but this is the final segment with regards to trying to explain this particular vision. But I want you to know you can get the whole thing as a gift. We're just going to give it to you. You go to vfnkb.com. Up at the very top, you'll see in the menu area special offers, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And just, we want you to have the whole thing all together, every piece of it. And there's parts of it we didn't get a chance to even show. And you can share with people as well. But this, I believe that God's going to give you these same kind of experiences. Join us at the VFN Dream Center this week. And we're actually, I'm trying to share about an encounter that God gave me at his throne room, this powerful vision, and trying to communicate. And this is the last segment that we're going to have on it. You can get the whole thing, of course, at VFNKB.com under special offers, a gift to you. But I want to talk, I'm going to be talking about the honey glory of God. The imagine thick honey, warm presence, hug all over, just this great, awesome. That's what you're designed for. That's what God's presence is like, this weightiness of God, you know, the kebab, the grub, this is the awesomeness of God. And I had mentioned it earlier, and you don't have it in today's program, but I mentioned it about when I went into a major's office in a governmental building. And when I was in this office, literally the glory of God just filled and everybody began to weep. And it was just so wonderful, just melted us together. Listen, that's what God has for you forever, forever. But the one thing that happens is the enemy tries to steal that from us. And why God, I believe, is showing, he showed me this so I could tell you this and also for myself to understand he's what matters most out of everything. You know, get it right with God. And I'm closing this out by saying, you know what? Make sure when you do show up, because everybody's going to be accountable before God, that if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you say, you know what? I've sinned. I've fallen short. I want you, Jesus. I'm telling you, forgive me for my sin. And he forgives you. Then you're going to be his disciple. You know, learn about him. Learn about his ways. He says, I want you to teach people the commandments that I have taught you. Teach them to obey those commandments. And we do that, you know, at the VFN Dream Center, we call that, you know, the Emmaus Road. And if you want to go there, you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and go Hello Church, and you can see Emmaus Road. You can find out how you want to be able to do it as a non-member or member or whatever. We'd love to be able to have you, but just begin to learn the ways of God, because we're all going to have to eventually answer for that as well. But so many people, it'll just change your life forever. So here we are. This is me explaining the last encounter of my encounter with God at his throne room, a Revelation chapter 4 encounter with God. Let's go there now.
It's not about you. It's about him. It's about eternity with him. People are like, oh, you know, she's passed away. She's a believer. She's standing in the presence of God. She is moving into eternity. Why would you pity her? We're the ones that should be pitied if we're not living for God in this lifetime. It was like thick honey glory in the major's office. God's presence is awesome. We're designed for him. Every heart was melted and tears were coming in. Little Derek grabbing Kleenexes. You know why? Because they were just hearing what God does, the stories of God, the testimony. He says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The mercy seat's also called what? The testimony. Do you have a testimony? A godly testimony. What does it mean? It means get real with sin. You better embarrass sin before it embarrasses you. You're not unique. You don't have something didn't happen to you. Your daddy, your mama, your brother, your uncle, listen, you're a sinner. Quit acting like, oh, you only knew? Oh my goodness, they didn't let me eat grits. The things people make up, like you're a unique sinner. You're gonna have to get real with sin. People telling you that, you know, you're at an age you don't have to worry about it. If you died today, you're going to stand in the presence of this holy God. You're going to, you know. And you talk about pain. Having to preach at your funeral when they know good and well. They told you over and over again, but you stayed with the devil. You stayed in darkness. The only hope is to tell more people about the Lord when we have the funeral for Ananias and Sapphira. So I just wanted to tell you, he let me peek inside that door. It was awesome. It was fearful. It was awe. It was like, check everything. You understand, when you're entering into, there's nothing you can, I mean, there's nothing that's going to fit. Nothing in you is going to fit in that place. He doesn't just tell you. He is something. He doesn't tell you. He is truth. There is no other way but God's way. These are not suggestions. So to even come anywhere near him, you better be right with Jesus. So, well, I'm right with God. I don't know about Jesus. Like, listen, dude, your only way you're going to survive is to be with Jesus. One particular, because Les Brown says, he says, you know, if you're 30 years old, you should be responsible for your own face. Some people's face is so long they could eat oats from a tailpipe in a car, a muffler. Did you know you could not even approach a king? You couldn't even approach a king with the right countenance on you. If you had a bad countenance on your face, something was kind of distorted on your face. We're the only creation on earth that has the ability to express things with our face. We have all these different smiles and whatever. And so we can radiate the glory of God by our face. Or we can magnify darkness with our face. You see, people like, I'm talking about approaching a holy king. So if they're looking at you, but this is, my hands are a mirror, this is what they do. Every time you look at yourself, you give yourself a better look than us. If you would just smile, saying, you know, Jesus, if you know him, people are going to get saved. You should be responsible for your face. When you approach this holy king, you're not walking in with an attitude with your lips so sticking out so long, people tripping over them. He's a holy king. He's a holy God. You're checking everything. You're thinking about everything that you bring. You're thinking about, you're walking in humble. You're walking in thankful. You're walking in grateful. Somebody says, you need what I have. And they go, Lord, I don't want what you have. Is it contagious? Can I catch it? Please don't sneeze this way. And they're talking about probably cough in church, not even a relationship, but got to go to my church. This is the year of open door. Angels are standing at it. I think it was a crescendo. It was Wednesday when God told me, and then all of a sudden you're finding out, everybody's touching base with all on the phones, and we're finding out God's telling us all the same thing, that we need to get ready. And all of a sudden, that's why the gates opened up for everybody to be able to come to this gathering, to hear what the gatekeepers are hearing, and understand, you know, the Father's open, understand he's a holy God, and that we want to survive this. Does that make sense? And we will with Jesus, but only with Jesus. Don't wait till you're a certain age to serve God. Serve God now. Be on fire now. Listen, we'll pour gas on you. Don't. I'm telling you, literally. Although there is a young Christian rapper that talks about that. Watch me burn. Never mind. So, but literally, you know, when you see God, I mean, I think about one particular evangelist, and I'm coming to an end here. He said, God will take you and hang you over hell to where you feel what it's going to be like drops into hell. And then he'll put you back and say, now go tell people about your experiences. Why? Because hell is real. Hell is a choice. Hell's a choice, not God's choice. That was created for the angels, not for man. Men have to choose to go there. The fallen angels. Well, God put me at his throne room outside the door. And I'm telling you, he's a holy God. He's a loving God. He loves you. He's holy. He's holy. He loves you, but he's holy. He can't change his nature, but he can fix the issue that separates you from him through his son. Making Jesus the Lord of your life, not a get-out-of-hell-free card. Literally, the Lord of your life. You want to be in intimate relationship with him, so when you stand there, it's you under the blood. You and Jesus are so close that you're not thinking about, I feel naked, I feel undone, like you're bringing something of yourself there. We're on the precipice. We're on a moment in time where God's about to, everything he said he's going to do, is about to do it. And the shocking thing to me, John, was these people that hung around for a long time, we thought they were solid pillars. Once God showed up at Brownsville, they're the first ones out the door. It's like, what were y'all believing? You left when he showed up? What was that? Whoa, it just didn't even make, why would you even? And then spoke against what God was doing. You know why? Because the enemy's deceived you enough to take you away. He's got to convince you that what you did was right by getting you to lie about what God's doing. Now you're speaking against the Spirit of God. I couldn't imagine what that would be like. He says he'll forgive you for what you say and blaspheme even Jesus, but if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's what he says. Speaking against the move of God. Speaking against the move of God. You see, the only way you could do that if you had no fear of God, you had no reverential fear in his holy, you don't know it. And who's talking about his holiness? You know? You can't say that no more. So I stood and I saw, and the doors are opening. Just like Revelation 4:1, he took me to heaven, and before me was an open door. And what did he see? He saw the throne room of God. Verse 4, verse 5, what did he see? The title deed to earth. Nobody was worthy. Nobody. Only Jesus was worthy. And he said, weep no more. But the one who doesn't make Jesus the Lord of their life, you have reason to weep. You have reason to weep. I want to ask you right now, where are you going to spend eternity? If you're going to die today, and you could die today. I mean, it's amazing how quickly life just fades away. The moment you pass from this life to be absent from the body, to be present with God, so you're instantly like, you're with him, you're there. And if you're there without Jesus, from what he showed me, it's instant. It's not like, it's just instant. It's, sin just can't exist in his presence. It's just, he's just holy. He's holy. It's not that he did not give his son for you. It's that you didn't make his son the Lord of your life and repent for your sin. Do you know where you'd be today? If you died today, do you know where you'd be? Well, you can make a decision today, right now, this very moment. You say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. He's going to determine my outcome. I don't have to be strong-armed to read my Bible anymore. I don't have to be told to go. I'm like, he's mine. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm there. Fully his. You can make that decision today. Say, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Now I understand there's nobody righteous, only you, Jesus, only you, but you are the way. Any other way is a thief and a robber. You can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, it's time to deal with the sin in your life. It's time to deal with the sin in your life. I want to pray with you right now. Those that are here, maybe that's a decision you need to make. Many people will be hanging around, but do you know him? Religion's hanging around the cross. Christianity's getting on the cross. He said, pick up your cross. Not Jesus' cross. He said, pick up your cross and follow him. If that's you right now, you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I want you to pray with me. This is what it's all about. This is not a second plan. This is the plan of God to be able to redeem you, to bring you into that place of holiness, righteousness, with God through his son. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Y'all pray with me too. If somebody in this house right now, you guys need to find the Lord right now, is your moment in time. I want you to pray, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins, paying the price for me. Forgive me, Lord, of my sinful life, where I've sinned against you, and I sinned against others. Forgive me, Lord, for the sin that I have with my eyes. Lord, forgive me, Lord, for the sin I have with my hands. Lord, forgive me, Lord, for the sin I have with my feet, places I went that I shouldn't have went. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me, Jesus. Cover me, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I am all yours. And I have confidence now that you're all mine. In Jesus' name. I want to welcome you to the family of God. We're so excited for you. You made a huge decision. At this moment, because of faith, because you've made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, make him the Lord of your life. Understand, you can stand before the holy throne of God because of what Jesus did. You're in Jesus.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
listen or watch more programs, and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.